The mercy to the worlds, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please repeat after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسول اور رسولوں سے اعلی ہمارا نبی کہ from the creation of Allah عز و جل the اولیاء have great rank and from the اولیاء above them are the beloved prophets of Allah عز و جل And above the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal is our beautiful Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to YOLO Series 3, The Mercy to the World. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have been on a beautiful journey. A journey like none other. It is the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we very purposefully wanted to take you through the life of Mubarak slowly so you could appreciate what really happened at the time of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This time was the best in the creation of Allah azza wa jal. When the beloved Habib blessed this earth. And we finished last week the life in Makkatul Mukarrama and how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. And the arrival into Madinatul Munawwara. Today, we're going to continue this beautiful journey of the arrival into Madinatul Munawwara and what happened thereafter. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Before I do, let's start with a beautiful hadith mubarakah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, On the day of judgment, there will be no shade but for the shade of the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. And three people will be under that shade. How lucky are they? The first, who relieves my ummati of a distress. And a lot of ummatis of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are in distress at the moment. And we pray that Allah azza wa jal removes their distress, removes their worries and protects them. Then the second Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who revives my sunnah. What other sunnah can you revive and gain the maximum benefit than the beautiful Dari Mubarak, the beard sharif in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Revive this sunnah and take it to the grave with you. Everything else you do, every other sunnah you revive, every sunnah you do, amal upon, you act upon, will be in your book of deeds. But look at this beautiful sunnah. You will take it to the grave with you. Then the third. So the first one was the one who relieves my ummati of a distress. The second, who revives my sunnah. And the third one, who will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. On that amazing day, will be the one who has recited Durood-e Paak upon me in abundance in this world. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, before we start, if we go to our question for today. So, our question is... Whose ummahs, awliya, are the greatest? You know, there are many mentions in the glorious Quran of the walis of the past, the awliya ikram, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. And these, every prophet and every ummah had great walis and amazing walis. But whose awliya, which walis of which ummah are the greatest? Because there are some amazing ones mentioned in the glorious Quran. You remember when Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, give you a clue, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam said, I want the throne of the queen. And then a jinn got up and said, I'll bring it to you before you get up from your place, before this gathering finishes. And then somebody amazing got up and said something magnificent. He said, I'll bring it to you in the twinkling of an eye. And then Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam looked and the throne was in front of him. And he said, Haza min fazli rabbi. This is the blessing of my Lord. This is the mercy of my Lord. Subhanallah.
So the question, whose ummah's awliya are the greatest? Interesting question. Answer at the end. But now we're going to go to a kalam, a beautiful munkabat in the shan of a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, by none other than our beautiful Naat Khan, Rukneshwara Abdul Habib Attari. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Ey Shahe Jilan, ey Shahe Jilan, ey Mire Miran, ey Mire Miran. Nazre Karam Khuda Ra, Piron ke Pir. Nazre Karam Khuda Ra, Roshan Zameer. Nazre Karam Khuda Ra, نظرِ کرم خدا را. سرکارِ غوثِ اعظم نظرِ کرم خدا را. میرا خالقا صبر دو, میرا خالقا صبر دو, میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا. نظرِ کرم خدا را, اے شاہِ جیلان. نظرِ کرم خدا را, اے میرے میران. نظرِ کرم خدا را, نظرِ کرم خدا را. سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے, سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے. میرا بجز تمہارے, میرا بجز تمہارے کوئی نہیں سہارا. نظرِ کرم خدا را, اے میرے میران. نظرِ کرم خدا را, اے پیرے پیران. نظرِ کرم خدا را, نظرِ کرم خدا را. مولا علی کا صدقہ, دادا پیا کا صدقہ, گنجے شکر کا صدقہ, احمد رضا کا صدقہ, نوری ضیاء کا صدقہ, مرشد پیا کا صدقہ. میری لاج رکھ لو یا غوث, میری لاج رکھ لو یا غوث, میں مرید ہوں تمہارا. نظرِ کرم خدا را, پیروں کے پیر. نظرِ کرم خدا را, روشن ضمیر. نظرِ کرم خدا را, نظرِ کرم خدا را. جو جی ہماری بھر دو, ورنہ کہے گی دنیا, جھولی ہماری بھر دو, ورنہ کہے گی دنیا. ایسے سخی کا منگتا, شاہِ جینا کا منگتا, پھرتا ہے مارا مارا. نظرِ کرم خدا را, اے شاہِ جیلان. نظرِ کرم خدا را, اے میرے میران. نظرِ کرم خدا را, نظرِ کرم خدا را یہ عطائے دستگیری کوئی میرے دل سے پوچھے یہ عطائے دستگیری کوئی میرے دل سے پوچھے وہی آ گئے مدد کو وہی آ گئے مدد کو میں نے جب جہاں پکارا نظر کرم خدا را
اے میرے میرا
نظر کرم خدا را
اے پیرے پیرا
نظر کرم خدا را نظر کرم خدا را یہ تیرا کرم ہے مرشد جو بنا لیا ہے اپنا یہ تیرا کرم ہے مرشد جو بنا لیا ہے اپنا کہاں روسیا فریدی کہاں مجھ سا یہ نکما کہاں سلسلہ تمہارا نظر کرم خدا را
پیروں کے پیر
نظر کرم خدا را
روشن ضمیر
نظر کرم خدا را نظر کرم خدا را
SubhanAllah, what a beautiful kalam, and in the shan of Sayyidi Ghawse Azam radiallahu anhu, Rukni Shura, mashallah, beautiful background, Madni Channel team producing something amazing there. Inshallah, we're going to move to our first segment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the worst.
Now, alhamdulillah, we completed the journey of Hijrat and how Aqa Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, reached Masjid Quba Sharif. This, for those of you who've been to the wonderful city of Madinatul Munawwara, is just on the outskirts. Now, the first task at Quba Sharif was to build a masjid. This was going to be the first masjid of Islam, the first mosque to be built. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose a piece of land and the foundations for the first ever masjid on the surface of the earth is laid. This is history in its making, subhanAllah. This masjid still is known as Masjid Quba, and alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are great rewards of attending Masjid Quba and praying there as well. The glorious Quran mentions, no doubt the mosque whose foundation has been laid on righteousness from the very first day is worthy that you may stand therein. In it are men who love to purify themselves, and Allah loves those who purify themselves. SubhanAllah. Surah Tawbah, verse 108. This is in relation to this amazing mosque in Quba Sharif. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam actually themselves assisted with the construction of the Masjid Sharif. Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would carry large boulders and stones. And when the beloved companions saw this, they used to rush over and say, Ya Rasulullah, let us do the work. And they used to take the boulders off, only for the best of creation, the mercy to the world, and the amazing humbleness of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would go and lift another stone. SubhanAllah. This masjid was very blessed, made with the very blessed hands of the mercy to the world. SubhanAllah. And it was a short time when this masjid was completed, subhanAllah. Now, can you imagine the atmosphere? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blesses Medina. The people of Medina are overjoyed and still waiting for the arrival of the blessed Habib, because we're at Quba Sharif at the moment. And then the people are gathering there and the companions are there, and subhanAllah, then the decision is made to build this masjid, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also building this masjid. And the atmosphere was amazing. And during this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was reciting certain Arabic couplets, and the companions were following as well. And I'll give you a translation just to kind of give you the feeling of the happiness that was there. The one who helped build a masjid recites the Quran while standing or sitting and does not spend the night asleep has attained success. These were the couplets that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was saying, and the companions were also saying this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stayed in Quba Sharif for 14 days, or according to one riwayat, 24 days. During these days, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam completed the construction of Masjid Quba Sharif. Subhanallah. So next time you have the honor and the privilege of going to Masjid Quba Sharif, just stand there and think that this is the masjid that my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam made with their own blessed hands, with the beautiful companions around them. It was a Friday when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set off from Quba Sharif to Madinatul Munawwara. Along the way, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the first Jummah prayer in Masjid Banu Salim, which until today is known as Masjid Jummah. Subhanallah. Now, upon hearing of the imminent arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the excitement, the euphoria of the people of Medina was amazing. They rushed out of their homes to welcome Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Banu Najjar, who were actually maternally related to Abdul Muttalib, lined up on the both sides of the road all the way from Quba to Al-Madinah to welcome Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They, greeting each person that came along that road, they were supplicating for the well-being of the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal, and the residents of Medina, the joy could be seen on their faces. Adults, children, women, elderly, everybody lining the streets, and they were reciting poetry. Let me relay to you some of the poetry. Tala al-badru alayna min thaniyatil wada'i. You know, the full moon has risen upon us from the valley of wada. Gratitude to Allah is necessary upon us for as long as he who invites toward Allah invites. Oh, the one sent to us, you have brought a religion worthy of being followed. You have come and honored the city. Welcome, O the best inviter. Subhanallah. We are dressed in Yemeni garments today, though before this we were in patched clothing. May Allah send blessings upon you for as long as you strive for Allah. Strive. Subhanallah. And then the small girls of Banu Najjar, they would stand on the rooftops and they would bang the daf and they would sing, "We are the young girls of Banu Najjar, most fortunate to have Sayyidul Mursaleen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our neighbor." And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so moved by this welcome to Medina, so moved by these small girls singing and happiness on their faces, that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to them and said, "My dear children, do you truly love me?" And they all replied, "Indeed we do." The Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal smiles at this and says, "I indeed love you too." How fortunate are those people whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "I love you." Subhanallah. Sayyidina Bara' bin Azib says, "The happiness and the nur which prevailed over Madinatul Munawwara when the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal arrived, we'd never seen before and we will never see again." Subhanallah. That was an amazing, amazing sight. Now, there is another kind of interesting problem, because the tribes of the Ansar who had come to meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all wanted the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come to them, to stay with them, to honor them. And yet they took hold of the reins of the she camel Kaswa, and they are, you know, pulling in one direction and the other. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kindly declined and said, "Please let go of the reins. She will stop wherever Allah Azza wa Jal instructs her to do so." So the she camel is left. And then what happens? It comes to rest at a house. And that house was of somebody amazing. Somebody who was such a magnificent devotee of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there were very few like him. It stops at the residence of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Mizbani Rasul, And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, his house was close to where eventually Masjid Nabi Sharif would be built. And we're going to come to that today as well. But on obtaining the permission of the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala takes the possessions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into his house. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into the house as well. He's taken aback by this. For him, this is everything. He offers the first floor of his house to the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. However, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose the ground floor as it was better because of guests who would come to meet. So Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala went onto the upper floor. Now, he would provide food for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a daily basis. His whole family was running around the best of creation, trying to, you know, look after everything. And subhanAllah, how blessed he was. He maintained the utmost respect for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once, a jar of water broke on the upper floor of his house, and fearing that it may leak downstairs and cause inconvenience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he soaks up the water with a bedspread, which was the only one he had in the house. And so then he slept on the very same bedspread, which was full of water, but he needed to make sure that none of that water came down and caused even the slightest bit of inconvenience to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala had the honor and the privilege of hosting Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 7 months before the construction of Masjid Nabawi Sharif. Now, here is something amazing, something I really wanted to share with you, because the world knows Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala as the Mezbani Rasul, as the host of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And their beautiful Shrine Mubarak is in Istanbul, and what a peaceful and what a tranquil place it is. This is, you know, one of the greatest companions and one of the greatest people to walk on the surface of the earth. But there's a big story to this. Thousands of years before, the she-camel stops at the door of Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The story started. Let me take you back to those thousands of years. There was a king, and he was called Dubayyawl. He was from Yemen. And what he had was an amazing entourage. So he used to travel with his entourage. And the scholars write his name was As'ad Tubban. And he had a big entourage. He traveled with hundreds and thousands of horsemen. Around 113,000 people accompanied him on foot, and 130,000 horse riders also accompanied him. And he would travel to different cities, and he would go there, and the people, you know, would come out in his honor and give him respect and give him gifts. And, you know, he would then, with all his pomp and kingship, he would move on to the next city. And on his tours, he eventually reaches the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now, this is thousands of years ago. When he gets to Makkah al-Mukarramah, he comes close, and yet nobody from the city comes out to greet him. They don't give him the time of day. And he's pretty furious that I'm the king of Yemen. I had traveled with this huge entourage, and yet these people have ignored me. So he asks one of his wise men, he said, "Why is this? This has never happened to us before." So they say, "Well, these people are actually quite proud of the fact that they are the custodians of a house called the Kaaba, and they worship their shaitan and idols, and they think themselves very high, and therefore they don't really give anybody the time of day." So upon hearing this, Dubayyawl makes a bad intention. He thinks, "I will knock this house down and I'll kill the men and I'll take all the rest of them slaves." He's got a huge army, he can do that. But as soon as he makes this intention, he starts to get severe headaches and migraines. Pus and blood start to seep from his nose, his eyes, and a foul smell comes from him. His physicians get advice. You know, the physicians come in, they try to look at him, and they cannot understand this. Until a wise physician comes along. And he says, "This is something supernatural. This is no earthly disease. Something strange is happening to you. Tell me, have you made any bad intentions lately?" So the king revealed, he said, yes, I made an intention to knock this house down and to kill the people in it and to take them as slaves. So he says, repent from this. That is your only savior. So he repents from this and he is cured. He then gives some gifts to the people of Makkah, and he then travels due north. He travels north and it's a huge caravan, you know, a couple of hundred thousand people. So they stop at different places on their journey. So they come to rest in a valley and they stay there for an appointed time. And when they're ready to leave, the scholars, because he used to travel with a huge entourage of scholars as well, thousands of them. Some of the scholars actually decided not to leave. So when he got news of this, people came and said, we're about to move, but these scholars are saying, we're not going anywhere. He said, why? They're my scholars, they're part of my entourage. They want to stay in this barren desert? Why? So he goes to the scholars and they explain that in the books we have heard and know about the last and final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we've seen the signs and we feel and we think and we've concluded that he, that last and final messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is going to come to this land. And therefore we want to stay here because maybe that beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam will arrive in our lifetime. If not in our lifetime, then maybe in the lifetime of our children or their children or one of our generations, one of our progeny, maybe that will happen. So Tubba'i Awwal, he says, okay, well, I'll wait with you. And some scholars write, he actually waited a year. But then, eventually, he was a king. He had to get back to his duties. So what he did is he builds a city for all these scholars in this place and leaves them and then builds a house especially for the last and final messenger who's to come and makes one of the lead scholar in charge lives in that house and leaves a letter over centuries and thousands of years, millennia, it carries on. And those people are still there and that letter is passed from generation to generation and these scholars are there and these houses are there as well. Now comes the interesting bit. On the night that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam reaches Quba Sharif, the people of Medina, those scholars, their children's generations, many generations, I can't tell you how many, that letter had been sent down. That letter was with the scholars of Medina. They sent Abu Layla Ansari to the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was in Quba Sharif at the time. He comes in and he's looking for the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the one Allah Azza wa Jal has given knowledge of the unseen says, are you Abu Layla? He's dumbstruck. He thinks, how do they know my name? Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, do you have a letter for me? He thinks, they know my name. They also know I've come with a letter. Wow, this person is amazing. He gives the letter to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reads that letter of Tubba'i Awwal, left thousands of years ago. But the story doesn't end there. It gets even more intriguing and more interesting. Do you know why? Because when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam left the reins of the she-camel, Allah Azza wa Jal made it stop at the house of Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, who was from those scholars back then thousands of years ago. And this was the house that Tubba'i Awwal had built. Obviously over time it had changed, but this was the location. So actually, in one sense, if you looked at it, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the host and Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala was the guest. But on the face of it, the camel stopped. And Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala had the honor and the privilege of looking after the best of creation. And like I said, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed for 7 months. Subhanallah. How amazing would that be, the reason for the creation of the universe, that the merciful prophet, the one, the leader of the Anbiya, the leader of the prophets, stays in your home for 7 months. Wow, what a destiny that Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala had. Now, something amazing happened. What the people of Medina did, because there was a lot of different people in Medina, and so people came to their senior rabbi, and they said, look, this person has come to Medina, He claims to be the last and final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He claims to be a prophet, and there are people following him. So is he a true prophet? Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam, he says, well, look, I'm a scholar. I know the books. I know the Torah. I know the Bible. I know the gospel. And I know all that there is in history about the last and final messenger, the prophet that everybody's been waiting for. So I'm going to go. I'm going to ask him questions. I'm going to test and see what I can find. And then I'm going to make an informed decision of whether this is the last and final messenger of Allah. And I'll come back and I'll tell you. So he gets ready. He has some people with him. And off they go. When he goes into the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, immediately his eyes fall on the blessed face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is mesmerized. And he reads the kalima, becomes a Muslim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, and falls to the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was amazing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O people, spread peace, feed others, maintain ties of kingship, and pray during the night while others are asleep. You shall enter paradise with peace. On seeing the beautiful face, upon hearing these words, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala says, I was moved so deeply that I fell in love. Subhanallah. He accepts Islam, and he then it causes a great commotion amongst the Jews. He goes back and they say, well, you were supposed to go there and you were supposed to ask him questions. You were supposed to test whether he is the messenger of Allah. You were supposed to, investigate this matter. But you've gone there and just accepted Islam and come back. And Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala says something beautiful, which will resonate throughout the universe till the day of judgment and beyond. He says, look at that beautiful face. You don't need to ask any questions when you see a face like that. You know that it is the face of somebody who is truthful. That cannot be the face of a liar. It is the face of the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. It was the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which mesmerized Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, and not just him. But what the scholars write views of Madni Channel is this. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's Chehra-i Mubarak, the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was so amazing that every prophet was sent with miracles to prove to the people that I am a prophet of Allah azza wa jalla. They would show their miracles and say, look at this miracle. I am a prophet. Come into the fold of Islam. But the scholars write that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have any miracles. Just the Chehra-i Mubarak, the face, the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was enough to bring people into the fold of Islam. And this wasn't just Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam. No, hundreds and thousands of people came into Islam just by looking at the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Now we move on. So while Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was staying in the house of Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, he sent two servants, Sayyidina Zayd bin Harith radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Abu Rafi radiallahu anhu, with 500 dirhams and two camels to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Because don't forget, the rest of Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family Mubarak was still in Makkah al-Mukarramah. They returned with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's two daughters, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha and Hazrat Sayyidina Umme Kulsum radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Sauda, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife, and Usama ibn Zayd, and Sayyidina Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. Now from his daughters, Sayyidina Zainab was refused permission to leave Makkah by her husband, Abul As, and Sayyidina Ruqayya, who was at the time actually in Habasha, and she was the blessed wife of the great Hazrat Usmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they were both actually in Habasha at the time. There was now in Madinat al-Munawwara, there was no designated place to perform Salah. So there was an urgent need to construct a masjid. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam chose a piece of land owned by Banu Najjar, which Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to purchase. They were more than willing to give, but no, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to purchase this because the land belonged to two orphan boys. And it was a beautiful piece of land which needed cleaning, needed a lot of work on it. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them to discuss that they wanted to purchase this piece of land. They were happy to give the land to Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for free. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam insisted that it be paid for. And guess who paid for the land? Do you know the one who was in the cave with the beautiful Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That one who sacrificed everything at the feet of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? None other than Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He purchases the land and presents it to the best of creation. You know, that is Masjid Nabawi Sharif today. When you go there, just think that that has the, as they say, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has purchased this land of Masjid Nabawi Sharif, subhanallah. Now, the land needed a lot of work. There were fallen trees, rubbles, even old graves there. So Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they asked for the entire land to be cleaned. So it's cleaned and the foundations are laid and work begins on Masjid Nabawi Sharif, subhanallah. Work was happening quite quickly because the Muslims were so happy that at the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you had people cleaning the ground, you had people setting the foundations, you had people building the walls, and the best of creation didn't just sit there and watch. No, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being a mercy to the world, was always involved. Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would themselves lift bricks with their own blessed hands and secure them in place, reciting lines of poetry to encourage the companions. Let me read to you a translation of the Arabic poetry. O Allah, there is no virtue except virtue of the hereafter. So forgive the helpers, the Ansar, and the immigrants, the Muhajirun. So the Muhajirun were those who had traveled from Mecca, left everything behind and came with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Madinatul Munawwarah, and the Ansar with those, the people of Medina, subhanallah. Masjid Nabawi Sharif's construction was done using half bricks supported by date tree trunks as pillars, and the roof was made of leaves. But the floor, because obviously it would get muddy in the rainy season, so the floor had slabs on it to protect from the mud so that you could pray namaz. Now, the masjid was a true reflection of the simplicity of Islam. It was free from any ornaments or anything else. A new mihrab was later built in the northern section of the changing of the Qibla. Since then, it has been continually extended and renovated, as we know, subhanallah. Now, Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif is amazing. You know, there are very few places on the surface of the earth where you will find the peace and tranquility that you will find in Madinatul Munawwarah and in Masjid Nabawi Sharif. And why shouldn't there be? Because peace and tranquility is dependent upon mercy of Allah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the mercy of Allah. So where the mercy of Allah is present and descending and shining, and truly that is going to be the most peaceful place on the surface of the earth. Once Masjid Nabawi Sharif was built, then the quarters for the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were constructed. Because at that time there were only two wives, and two quarters were constructed for Hazrat Sayyidina Sauda radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And it was after the migration to Madinatul Munawwarah that Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the rukhsati happened, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did walima, and it was simply with milk as well. Now, these chambers for the blessed wives of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu and the mothers of the believers weren't anything extravagant. They were very small, 10 yards by 7 yards, built of half brick and date palm, very simple. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't want and didn't have an extravagant life. This was the amazing characteristics of the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, these houses, the place where Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would live was small and basic. And that's how the best of creation wanted it. But these places were so sacred and blessed that these were the places where Jibreel Amin couldn't enter without knocking. And he would bring ayats of the Quran in these places, these small places. You know, how big is 10 yards by 7 yards? But, you know, Allah's most powerful angel, you know, the leader of all the angels, who if he spreads his wings in the universe, they could cover the universe, would come into this blessed home after gaining permission. This is where Ala Hazrat wrote, کہ بے لکائی یار چین آ جاتا انہیں بار بار آتے نہ جبریل یوں سدرہ چھوڑ کر کہ اٹ واز جسٹ ٹو سی دا بیوٹیفل فیس آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دا جبریل امین یوز ٹو لیو دا امیزنگ اسٹیشن آن دا ان دا ہیونز اینڈ کم بیک ٹو دا کورٹ آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم اینڈ دس واز دا سمپل ہاؤس مبارک یو نو یو ڈونٹ نیڈ پیلسز یو ڈونٹ نیڈ ایکسٹراویگنٹ تھنگس یو اونلی نیڈ ٹرو لو ان یور ہارٹ And, you know, a humble abode will be enough. There was that great riwayat of Milad-e-Pak where, you know, there was a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal and he had no money to celebrate the Milad. So he got some chickpeas and, did dua on them and handed them out. And he, in a dream, he saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat with a dastarkhan, a dining mat. And all these very lavish foods there. And then on one side, there was the chickpeas. And what he did was, he's looking at his what was there, and he sees that the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, actually takes the chickpeas and has those. And, you know, it's love at the end of the day that's the most important thing. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us that true love of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we were talking about, alhamdulillah, the beautiful court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and how Jibreel Amin would seek permission. These were very modest quarters, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, even though Islam started to spread and, you know, Islam gained conquest, the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't change. And I think that's what everybody loved about the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't a king prophet. You know, like the greats of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose the simple way. And subhanallah, the sun had never shone on anyone possessing such humbleness as the greatest messenger of Allah azza wa jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. The humbleness was amazing. Despite having the treasures of the world at his disposal, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose the simple path. Chose not to eat every day. Chose not to eat lavish food. Not to wear lavish clothes. And chose to care for others. Now, upon the instruction of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal, homes were built for the Muhajirun. Now these are the people who'd left everything behind in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They couldn't carry all their belongings, they had nothing. So some houses were constructed near Masjid Nabawi Sharif. And look at the great Ansar. These were the people of the Medina, these were the helpers. They sacrificed everything they had. They helped the people who had migrated to settle down, gifting them land, gifting them houses, and making every effort to help them. Hazrat Sayyidina Harith ibn Numan had the good fortune of being the first Ansari to gift land to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it was upon this land that the houses of Messenger of Allah's wives were built. Then others gave their land to the Ansar as well. Then there was an amazing incident. But now that Masjid Nabawi Sharif was complete, the question was, how are we going to call people to the masjid to do azan, to pray salah? And how what's going to happen? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consulted the companions, and some suggested that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why don't we blow a horn so that we can let everybody know? And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said no. Other companions proposed ringing a bell, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said no. And then a few companions proposed to a fire to be lit and to hearken people towards prayer, so that the fire is lit on top of the mosque and now it's time to prayer. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu proposed that, you know, we should go out and call people when it's namaz time. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked this and instructed Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go and carry out this task. Then Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zayd Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu had an amazing dream, and he taught him the words in two separate ways. Those words, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala al-salah. Hayya ala al-salah. Hayya ala al-falah. Hayya ala al-falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah. The azan. Now the amazing thing was that he had this dream and he came back to the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell Aka Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam also had the same dream. And not only Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu and many other companions had had the same dream. So it was then decided, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded Hazrat Abdullah bin Zayd radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu to teach Sayyidina Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, because he had the loudest voice, these words. Thus the method of calling to Salah was established. The Muazzin of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Abyssinian slave who had been tortured in the streets of Makkah, was now rising beyond everybody and standing there and calling the people of Medina to pray in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. Wow, and look at the honor that Allah and His Habib had given to this, the one that the world treated badly and was supposed to be a slave and had no rights. And Islam had given great respect and honor and privilege to. And throughout the years and centuries and up until the day of judgment and beyond, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala will not only be known as a true devotee of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but will also be known as Muazzin Rasul, the one who gives the call to prayer on behalf of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madni Channel, an amazing, amazing journey. I wanted to look at the brotherly ties between the Ansar and the Muhajirun, but inshallah we'll save that for next week. This journey continues. Now we're in the blessed life of Madinatul Munawwarah. Wow, so many amazing things happen. We're going to quickly go on, we're running out of time, onto our good deeds section, inshallah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the world.
How we can do certain zikrs which will help us and fill our book of deeds. So one of those zikrs is Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. If you say this, Allah Azza wa Jal will put a date palm in Jannah for you. So Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Then for forgiveness for your sins, if you say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, then Allah Azza wa Jal will erase your sins, even if they are the volume of the foam of the oceans. Subhanallah. Now what a beautiful kalima this is. You know, you're glorifying Allah Azza wa Jal and you're saying He's the most praiseworthy, He's the most praised. And these are amazing couplets. Try and keep your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever in the morning and in the evening reads 100 times Subhanallah wa bihamdihi on the day of judgment, there will not be a deed greater than this, Subhanallah. So you're saving for the future as well. And then lastly, before I move to the answer, there are certain things that can be done quite easily, but their reward is magnificent. We all look for that investment opportunity, which with little investment will give us the maximum return. Well, today I'm going to leave you with one that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two things that you can say which are very light on the tongue, but on the day of judgment, on the scales of justice, they will be heavy. And Allah Azza wa Jal, the most compassionate, will like them. Those kalimata, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahil azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahil azim. Try and learn that. These are amazing, amazing zikrs. This week, if we could keep our tongue moist with those three, two effectively, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, and then Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah, you will fill your book of deeds with good deeds. Coming quickly to our competition, I see that we're running out of time. So the answer to our question was very simple. The greatest awliya are from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest wali in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is our Sayyidi Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an amazing wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given such an amazing status to this wali of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Sayyidi Ghawse Azam says that my feet are on the neck of the awliya ikram. Viewers of Madni channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless and protect us all, and may Allah Azza wa Jal bless and protect those who need it most at this very difficult time. Ameen bi jahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the worlds, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.